I'll try to be quiet.
Good evening, Brother John. Everyone.
Hey, Peter, how are you, brother?
Good.
Good. Well, good evening to everyone. I've been excited about this. I've been excited about hearing from Justin and Tawny and from you as well, Peter. So let's, without any further ado, let's just jump right into it. I think we'll start with you, Tawny, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Good. What I'd like to do is just have you introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, whatever, however much you feel comfortable sharing.
Alrighty. Well, my name is Tawny. I do the post Food for Thought, and I have been researching, been a kind of a part of this website for quite some time. I've just officially started making my post for probably about a month now, and definitely learned a lot from it thus far. Very glad. I would like to definitely say hello to everyone listening in, and I'd like to thank Mel for the opportunity to speak with you guys today.
Thank you, Tawny. I would. I'm hearing a little bit of interference, Mel. I'm not sure if you might.
Got it. I muted it.
Okay. Thank you.
I figured out where it was coming from.
Okay. Thanks, Tawny. How long did you say you had been, a member, so to speak, of this community, of this from this website? Mel, I think you muted Tawny.
You know, I think you're right.
Hello?
There we go.
Hey, Tawny. All righty.
I would say it's probably been about 5 months since I have discovered the site and really began to utilize it. Within the first day, it's been a huge uplifting experience for me.
Awesome. And how did you come upon Mel's website?
I found Mel's website pretty much through just researching the importance of diet when dealing with this infliction. I was just kind of looking through what to eat, what not to eat, and it wasn't long after realizing that, you know, I may have had more gallons, that I made the commitment to become as proactive as possible in regards to, catching this thing early on. And from then, I mean, I discovered more of the cure at over 90%, and I really got familiar with Peter's story and Monica's story and, of course, everyone else that posts. And it truly was a blessing in my life. I was through a lot of uncertainty, and it's just totally changed it all around for me, and I've been on the right path ever since. And I, like I said, I made the commitment early on to be as proactive as possible, and I would not have been able to do so without this site.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's it's really important that you make the transition, that everyone makes the transition from, you know, just kind of the obvious where people maybe start out as, maybe the feeling that they're a victim, to the point where they realize that no one's going to take care of me better than I will. And start to arm yourself with the information, which is available.
That's very true. And, upon discovering the site, I didn't know very much about it. But soon after, I understood that diet was the most crucial element to it, and I think that has a lot to do with where I am today and how well I am doing with the protocol and just in general. It's amazing.
Well, that's so
girl after my heart, Tawny. This is Peter.
Yeah.
Girl after my heart. Foot diet. You go.
Well, Tawny, what when you found Mel's site, how did you make that decision that you had found the right place and decide to kind of put down a stake and become a part of what's going on in here?
Right. It was pretty much just through reading through. One of the first threads that I had read was the cured over 90% one, and it just empowered me, and it just really showed me that if you put in the work and, you really commit to it, that you will get better. And I truly loved everybody's just openness and willingness to share and, you know, and just to uplift everyone. And there was, you know, a few other sites around that I have seen that were kind of, I've heard it, you know, mentioned as a silver bullet remedy, you know, hey, this is really quick. And it's, and I just loved the truthful approach to it. And, that thread really, you know, it introduced me to Peter, it introduced me to Monica, and then from there, it expanded into their personal journey, and it just, it meant everything to me, and I just really wanted to be a part of that and have the opportunity not only to learn myself, but to teach others through my experience.
Wow, that's awesome. That's what really fires me up, and I look at what's going on, what has gone on, and what is going on in the lives of people that are led to Mel's website. It's that whole thing about just complete. It's a complete transformation from being a victim to being a victor, and to actually be, you know, being turned outside inside out, no longer being. Having a perspective that's totally focused around yourself to having a perspective that's focused outward towards others. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Peter's post, How Lucky Can You Get, it just rings true to me every time. I mean, it was just like it struck me on the head, and it was completely different from there on out. I wasn't just a victim. I was totally empowered, and like I mentioned in my post, I was prepared, and my battle plan was drawn, and there was no stopping me from there, and I truly do appreciate everyone that takes the time to post and encourage and inspire. It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I want to say something real quick.
Sure.
Tony, you got the most important message that I've tried to get out, which is diet, girl. So I'll say it once again. You're after my heart, and food for thought is the way to get well. So thank you.
I appreciate it.
John, can I ask just one question here?
Sure.
Or actually make a statement and then let Tani embellish on it. One
okay.
of the things that impressed me the most about you was that in our first conversation, which was many, many months ago,
mm-hmm.
you told me that you were going to formulate a game plan on many levels, including saving money. You could stop working for a while. You also told me that you weren't afraid because you were reading so much information on the website.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've read through every form from front to back throughout there. And I still continue to do so.
Tell a little bit to the people, Twani, though, but how you came about to make the decision, well, I'm going to save my money. Because I remember when you told me the story, I found it so difficult to comprehend because it was the first story of your kind ever. And that's something that I really would like, you know, you to try to share how you felt like that. I mean, I was amazed.
Well, after spending quite some time on the website, I was kind of introduced to a general outline of the beginning of it and everything like that and kind of what it takes to kind of get back on your feet and to be able to go back to work. And I really did want to ensure that I had the time to do it the right way. I really took the time to just write everything out and to truly plan. I wanted to take the time to get my diet down to a science so that when it came time to start the protocol, there was no question there. There was no, you know, oh, what am I going to make to eat tonight? You know, there's, you don't, like, I've read on there time and time again, you don't have to starve. And so I really wanted to take the time to set myself up on every level, financially, emotionally, and just really be there wholeheartedly and with the strongest mind possible. And I didn't want to have to worry about, you know, affording the protocol. So I kind of drew out this timeline as to how long I would have to work, how much I would have to save, how long that would take me, you know, within the protocol and everything like that. I had started on the molecular silver already, and so I was working, and I had the diet change, and I was going with the molecular silver. I was already washing my clothes in MMS, and so I really took the time to condition myself prior to the protocol, so everything else that goes along with it was already normal to me. In a way, I really wanted to take the time to fully understand that and just lay that out.
Well, young lady, I have to tell you, I don't know that I've ever been as impressed with anyone at the very beginning, because I could not believe all the things you were telling me that you were doing to get ready to attack this. So I'm going to keep quiet, let John take back over.
Okay.
Tawny, I was curious, as you have begun this journey, where would you say you are in the journey, you know, as far as, tell us a little bit about how severe your symptoms were in the beginning and where you are along the continuum of now to being totally, you know, past this.
Yeah. Well, I had started noticing symptoms. I never had any lesions or anything like that to speak of. It was more of the, you know, kind of just random crawling sensations and stuff like that. And I had been to a few doctors that you know, of course, couldn't help me. And so after my last appointment that I'd had with a doctor, I was just kind of, you know, as I heard it mentioned earlier, that, you know, there's just no more time to be a victim and no one can help you better than yourself. And I was just done hearing that I was really okay. And I knew that I wasn't. And I think that I was blessed enough to catch it very early on. And, you know, I did get a few scratches here and there, and that's really when I started taking the time to, you know, confirm that that is indeed what I was dealing with. And it took some time to convince my family. That's a whole nother level of preparation. It's just gathering that support around you and really taking the time to not only, you know, inform yourself, but everyone around you. And so that took quite some time, but, you know, after showing them the site and showing them everyone's journeys and their journeys and their complete restoration of health, it was so much more to me than just battling this. I mean, it was changing my lifestyle. It was changing me for the rest of my life. And they were all on board with that. And as of right now, I have very little symptoms to speak of. I still, you know, I'm committed to the protocol wholeheartedly. I continue with my diet every single day. And I really believe that preparing and really committing to the diet prior really helps with the beginning of the protocol, because to be honest, I was pretty nervous about starting it. And that's why I wanted to condition my body to the diet that I was on. I wanted to kind of acclimate to it a little bit, so that way when I started the protocol, it wasn't just totally in shock from everything that I've changed just overnight. And that was the biggest help for me. And as of right now, I'm almost I'm a little over a month into it, and I really I've been doing so much better. It's just, it's a huge change for me.
Yeah. You know, if I think about the person who is going through this, you know, searching process, who knows there's something terribly wrong, but can't seem to find anyone that can pinpoint what's going on, and they're feeling so isolated and everything, and then they come upon Mel's website. Can you talk a little bit about what, once you realize, oh my God, this is it, I've found the light, you know, so to speak, what would you say was the most important thing you did in preparation for your journey to recovery?
Oh, wow. Well, just within finding the site, I was instantly, I mean, it was just a huge relief to know that I wasn't alone in this and that there were people that were experiencing, you know, it wasn't just me. And there were people that were willing to share their knowledge and to just take the time to educate everyone. And I would say that the most important preparation, I mean, I'm a huge advocate of it, is diet. And, you know, really taking the time to make it fun and not to make it such a chore and such a downer, you know, so to say. I wanted to have the right attitude about it. And I think that having the right attitude about it is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And this site, if anything, it is a declaration of just the promise of optimal health, and it's so uplifting, and it was so encouraging for me to find a place that was saying, hey, it's going to be okay. It might be a little scary, but we're here for you. It wasn't like those horror stories that you can find anywhere else on the website. And that was one thing that I just appreciated so much and that I really resounded with and as a whole.
Awesome. What would you say has been the most difficult part of this whole process for you?
It kind of changes day to day, really. The realization of it, you know, I am pretty symptom-free for the most part. But, you know, like everybody, I have my good days and I have my bad days. The most difficult part for me would probably be just dealing with it more emotionally than physically. And so I just remain very optimistic. And when I do have those down days, you know, like everyone says on here, slow and steady wins the race. And so I think that my biggest challenge is patience. And I'm constantly having to just remind myself, you know, I just have to take a few deep breaths and just correct myself and realize that I'm on this path and it is the right path for me. And I have, you know, haven't been happier. And it's just given me so much spiritually, emotionally, I mean, physically. I feel so much better. I've been on this change of diet for almost 5 months now, and I feel my body thanking me for it every day. So it's those little reminders that make it all worthwhile.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, Connie, thank you so much, honey, for sharing, you know, your heart and sharing what's been going on. You started a thread called Food for Thought, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of going to be the place where you record your journey, if for lack of a better way to describe
yep.
it. Okay, good.
Yep, I'll be there.
All right. Well, I'd like to open the floor to questions from anyone who might have any questions for you. Is there anyone out there who'd like to ask Connie any questions?
I'm unmuting everybody one at a time, John. So keep asking.
I wonder if there isn't there a way that they can kind of raise their hands,
yeah, but I haven't learned that one yet.
Okay. Well, why don't you unmute everyone, and then once we get the person who's going to ask their question, you can do remute again.
No, I understand. If everyone's patient, I've unmuted you all. So if anyone has any questions whatsoever for Tuani now, this would be a good time. And if not, and you come up with something, well, we'll do it at the end again. So does anybody have any questions at this time?
Mel, I do. This is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hello.
May I go ahead?
Of course.
Yes, please do, Miss Betty.
This question is for John. I started on the protocol in December, and I started on Mel's protocol first, and then he told me to switch over, and I switched over to the newer version. And while I was taking the newer version, I also took Probolish. And for a couple of weeks there, my lesions started to heal. But after I stopped taking the Probolish, the lesions seemed to be getting worse. And I didn't know if it was from my switching from the antibiotics to the newer protocol.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure I'm following exactly what happened with you, but let's see if I understand. You were taking Mills' original protocol, and then you decided to maybe add. I'm thinking maybe you added the protocol extension products.
Yes, the olive leaf and the other.
Magnesium.
Yes.
Magnesium.
Yeah.
And then you started also the Parabolish.
Yes, I also ordered that, and I took that. I believe it was like a 2-week supply.
Uh-huh.
So I took 3 a day.
Okay.
While I was taking that, my lesions seemed to be healing, but after I stopped taking it, they seemed to be coming back more. Now, how often can you take that?
Okay, well, I know the answer to that.
Oh, good.
Okay. One must remember that the disease runs in cycles. Okay? And you can have lesions and they can heal and you can get new lesions. Now, I don't really think it had much to do with you moving a little bit to the right. Okay? Now, it might have had something to do with Parabolish because it's possible that you killed a great majority with the addition of Parabolish for a time frame, but because of the reproduction and the ability of it to reproduce, that it came back again only because it's in a cycle.
But should I be taking more of the Parabolish?
That's something that, you know, you would have to determine. I didn't use Parabolish a lot, okay? But I know from other people that it's been very beneficial. How one really should use it, I'm not really sure because I never used it. But I think John could answer that question.
Yeah, I do have some thoughts. But Miss Betty, when we put together Parabolish, we put it together and designed it to be a parasite cleanse that anyone might decide to take occasionally because we all do have parasites. It's not just our dogs that have parasites. Humans have them too. So it was designed to be an occasional parasite cleanse. And at that point in time, I didn't even know Morgellons existed. It's been a blessing that it's there for people with Morgellons who typically do have not only parasites, but fungal infection and other secondary and opportunistic infections. So the question that you put was, is it safe for you to take it and stay on it? I would say yes, it is, but it's not. It wasn't designed to be taken on a continuous basis. But someone who has parasitic infections certainly could take it for as long as they think they have parasitic infections. But I would say that if someone does have them, it would certainly be a normal thing to see their symptoms subside after going through a bottle. And then possibly reappear after they quit because many of these organisms have the ability to create biofilm and, you know, create pockets of places they can hide and be protected from the immune system and from the agents that you're using to try to get at them. So it can be and then the disease is cyclical, as Mel mentioned. So the subsiding of symptoms could have been just a normal part of a cycle as well. So it's as we've talked about so many times before, especially like when we talk about Candida, it's not a single round bout. It's one of those multiple round heavyweight bouts that we have to go through to get control back of our immune system and our reduce the overall load of infection that we're dealing with. But it is safe for you to take Parabolish. I wouldn't take it, indefinitely for sure, because it's not necessary. But you can take it. You can go through two or three bottles in a row if you need to. Does that answer your question, Miss Betty?
Yes, because I need to place another order, and I didn't know whether to order it or not because I didn't know how often I could take it.
Yeah.
My thyroid was removed when I was 29, and I had Graves' disease, and I take a thyroid medication supplement for the rest of my life, and I know that right now the doctor's trying to get me stabilized with that because with the weight loss that I have because of the diet, it changed the thyroid, which
yeah.
It does when you have a lot of a large amount of weight loss. And so
yes,
he's trying to stabilize that, and it's increased. And I just wondered if that was increasing the Morgellon symptoms in any way.
Well, suppressed thyroid is a very common problem with people with Morgellons. But I'll tell you what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, if we could postpone talking about that till the end of the call. I'd really like to stay on track for now and make sure if anyone has any questions for Tawny that they do have the opportunity, because I don't know how long everyone here will be able to stay on the call, and I want to make sure we accomplish the purpose of this call, which was to hear from Tawny and Justin and Peter and give everybody a chance to ask them questions. And at the end, we're opening questions up to Mel and I as well. So if you have to leave before, we have a chance to do that, I'll be happy to talk with you at length about thyroid issues individually as well. Is that okay with you?
That's perfectly okay, and I thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. So I'd like again to ask him one more time if anyone has any questions for Tawny.
Actually, hi, I do. This is Nikki. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi. I just wanted to know if her recipe for her diet is on the site. Like, I'm looking for it now, actually, and I don't see. Like, if there's like a general like way of eating, I see like recipes for certain dishes, but like hi Tawny.
Hello.
See recipes for certain dishes, but I didn't see like like a general.
Yeah, definitely. And what I wanted to accomplish with my post is to provide that general outline, because there are recipes all over, but when it came down to me composing my weekly grocery list, I really wanted to kind of give a look into my shopping habits and what I looked for, and that is within my post Food for Thought. It's in there. I'm not sure specifically the date, but it does have a typical weekly grocery list for the things that I buy personally. And I am a vegetarian, so feel free to adapt that as far as chicken or anything like that. But it's just the main vegetables that I rely on weekly and that I cook with daily with every meal. And I will be posting some more recipes as I progress. And if you ever have any questions, just feel free to let me know, because I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. My daughter is actually a vegetarian, and I'm trying to slowly, wean myself off of the heavy meat and stuff like that. But it's good. It's good for both of us. She actually has the issue as well. She has Morgellons as well, so it's unfortunate. But this would be perfect, specifically a vegetarian list.
Yeah, it is provided, and I will be doing updates as well. I kind of like to share things that I have found locally in my stores here in my town. But I do like to provide, you know, snacks as well, not only just meals, but, you know, specifics as far as, you know, I've mentioned on there that I've found almond cheese. And so that's really good to cook with, you know, with my eggs and stuff like that. And generally in the morning I like to make quite a bit of eggs, and I kind of mix up just onions and peppers and just all kinds of stuff in it. I call it my everything eggs. And that's just a great way to start the day for me. And garlic is a big plus, too. As much garlic as you guys can fit into your diet will definitely be more than beneficial.
Okay.
And as well as my grocery list, I also included what I drink on a day-to-day basis, and I do feel like that has played a huge role in my recovery thus far. And I do drink apple cider vinegar with water. I drink a lot of tea. You can find every kind of tea that I buy and that I drink, and also on the side as well as, like, all of their benefits and how it will help you and your daughter through this journey.
Okay.
Let me add one thing here, Nikki. We moved and created a dietary suggestions in the articles area, and we're in the process, because we have so many new people and there are so many recipes that have been scattered through the new threads. We're in the process, there's a project going on where I'm getting some assistance in just cut and pasting all the new recipes and trying to move them into that one area.
Mm-hmm.
So in about a week or so, although there's a lot of good stuff there now, there'll be even more. And you won't have to go looking through all the threads. It'll all be cut and pasted into one area.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now, and I see what you're talking about.
Okay, because we got ice cream for those who've lost too much weight. I think I heard about avocado cheesecake recently, and that drove me out of my mind. The thought I could have... My eyes got so big, it was crazy.
Yeah,
It's really timely. My sister, who I adore, actually just graduated recently from a raw foods institute, so she's now a raw food chef.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I'm going to be having her share some recipes with us as well.
Yeah, I mean, this entire diet change for me has been such an awesome achievement for me, and it makes me so happy to be able to share that with them. And you know, I'm just so excited to take nutrition classes, and I really just would love to go the culinary route and to go through something like that. I mean, this has put me on a whole nother path, so I just wanted to mention, like, if this is something that, you know, you feel is holding you back, you just have to look at it in a different way, and all of these new recipes and all of the foods that I have found so far, I mean, it's been like so fun for me. I never realized how blinded my shopping habits were, and it's so fun to try new things and to create new recipes that normally you would have never even thought to try. And so once you look at it in that positive light, it's a whole new world for you.
Well, thank you, Tawny. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime.
Does anyone else have any questions for Tawny?
I do believe this is Leah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Leah.
Hey,
Leah. Tawny, I have actually two really quick questions for you. One is, are you on antibiotics? Did you decide to make that a part of your protocol? And the other question I had was, do you drink coffee? If you did?
Well, usually I would drink my coffee in the morning with cream and sugar, like so many other people. Occasionally, I have always been a huge tea person. And so I was just so happy to learn that that was one thing that wouldn't have to change. And so I am a huge tea drinker, but every... You know, occasionally I have found some almond creamer that I will drink just with, like, a small cup of black coffee. It's not every morning,
mm-hmm.
but I do indeed drink it, and I haven't noticed any ill effects thus far. And I am not on any antibiotics. I just, you know, continue with the protocol, and I'm a huge advocate of apple cider vinegar. I was drinking that for a number of months before even being on the protocol, and that had made such a huge difference. It was molecular silver in the morning, and then I would drink apple cider twice a day, and that was kind of my own little regimen before I could actually afford the entire protocol. And I am on the extension pack as well. I forgot to mention that previously. So I believe that that combined with the extension pack has made my journey very, very easy, honestly. It's helped me quite a bit, the transition with my diet and everything like that. It's been pretty easy for me. So
you're not on any prescription antibiotics, but you are definitely taking some what we call offensive products that actually go after critters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're taking the olive leaf extract.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I do take that.
Okay. Well,
Are you taking candida root as well?
Yes. I saved up enough to order two orders of the extension packs, so I am on the other protocol, and then I take both of those. I have all of that. I've got it, you know, I dose it out about 2 weeks ahead of time, so, I won't have to worry about it on a week-to-week basis. But the extension pack has really helped me along. That was Mel's recommendation, I'm so thankful for it. As I mentioned, I was pretty worried about starting this whole thing and how it was going to affect me, but I believe that the extension pack has made a big difference in the pace of my recovery thus far. It truly is incredible.
Awesome. Okay. Anyone else have any questions for Ms. Tawny?
I have a general question. It's not exactly for Tawny, but if I need to wait, that's fine.
If you don't mind, if you hang on to that, please hang on to it.
Absolutely.
I really want to move this along because we're already an hour into or 40 minutes into the call. So, Tawny, thank you so much, honey, for sharing and for being willing to do that.
Of course.
You're an inspiration to everyone. Do you have any final thoughts? You have any final thoughts before we move along to Justin?
No, I just would. I would like to thank everybody for the opportunity, and I will be posting weekly on my thread. So if anybody else has any questions with their diet or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I would just really like to again emphasize the importance of just planning and truly taking the time to prepare yourself. As I said, on every level, it makes a huge difference.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
We don't go away because someone may think of a question for you later, but I would like to go ahead and introduce Justin and ask you, Justin, to tell us a little about yourself before I start asking you a few questions.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, John. Hello there. My name is Justin, and I post as newbie here on the forum. Basically, I'm pretty much interested in gardening and horticulture and cooking and things like that.
Well, Justin, I, for one, have been really looking forward to meeting you because I really love your posts. You're like a bright light, and it's really cool to see the attitude you have is infectious, and it's awesome. So I really look forward to getting to meet you tonight.
Likewise. I'm excited to be here, and there's a lot of good people here, and it's nice to see, like, a community come together and support each other like this. So that's cool.
It is. It's very cool. So how did you find your way to Mel's website?
I was aware of Morgellons disease before I got it, actually. I think I read an article on it maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and I think I, like, somehow stumbled upon Mel's website, like, even back then, way before I even realized I had Morgellons disease. after I contracted Morgellons disease last summer and I started experiencing a lot of the symptoms, I was led back to Mel's website because I think it really says it all in the opening part of it, how I cured Morgellons, and I don't know. It sort of went from there.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's really cool to see what's going on and the lives that are being transformed. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of information. We've accumulated a lot of information along the way, and we continue to learn new things every day. So we don't think by any stretch of the imagination that all the answers are here, but it's very clear that people's lives are changing by following Mel's protocol, and he is certainly open to new ideas and breaking new ground as opportunities present themselves. The more we can learn, the more excited we become. But how did you decide when you got here that this was what you were going to do?
Well, basically, I was not feeling the best, and I never really was one for conventional medicine. I just had read so much even early on, before I even was dealing with, like, any major issue in my life with, like, disease-wise, I never really felt right about a lot of conventional medicine. So I did a bit of research before that, and I just, like, really educated myself on, like, alternative medicine, therapies, things like that. So when I started not feeling the best, I said, well, I think there's an answer for it. I think there's a solution, because for every problem, there's a solution. I really believe that. It's just finding that. So I think that.
Well, that's interesting you would say that, because I believe that we're all surrounded, no matter where we are on the planet, we're surrounded with natural medicines that our creator has put around us. And I mean, if you look at, no matter where you are, and that people can have extremely different diets and live in completely different climates, have a different things that they're exposed to, but no matter where you are, there are medicines all around you. And so we draw from, in my company, you know, we draw from herbs and things that are found all over the world in order to put these products together. And because there is wisdom, God puts wisdom into lots of different places. And all you have to do is sit down and read some of the posts in Mel's site, and you'll see a tremendous amount of wisdom that comes from all over different places. But you have obviously done some homework. I don't know how old you are, Justin, but I get the impression you're a fairly young man. but it's interesting the wisdom that you show in your post. Definitely show me that you've done some homework.
I think it's important to really, it's like what Mel says in his post, my people perish from lack of knowledge. So, yeah, knowledge is really important. And then what you do with it, how you apply it. So
that's right. So what did, what was the process for you? What did you do to prepare yourself for this journey?
Well, at first I was kind of unprepared, but I really I saw what I had, and I used what I had. So basically I started out with diet, like Tawny, but I didn't think I actually had it down at first. I was just still reading and I was still learning. I was like, oh, okay, this feeds yeast and this feeds. So I kept on fine tuning it. I'm still fine tuning it. But really, I started out eating a more like alkaline type diet. A lot more vegetables, better meat, things like that, and limiting carbohydrates to an extreme degree, because it seems like there's a yeast component or a fungal component to this. So I started out with diet, and I did what I could.
Excellent. And what has been the most challenging thing for you in this process?
I think the most challenging thing is financially trying to like wrangle everything together and then put it all together like in a, like face it like in a month, like going off each month and figuring out, okay, do I have like the finances to do this? Because I'm pretty much dependent on my family since I stopped working. So it's like, I guess the financial aspects are the most difficult part. Cooking is not so much of a problem, and diet isn't so much of a problem, but really the financial aspect of being able to afford the protocol, and that's really my biggest issue. But I've managed to work around even that. So.
Awesome. So have how has that process worked out for you up to this point as far as your family? I mean, have they... Do they understand what's going on?
Their understanding is basically, I kind of explained it, like when I was explaining to them like what Morgellons disease was, I try not to be too emotional. I try to be more rational about it. And I was kind of like, okay, this is basically I'm dealing with an unknown disease that's not really recognized by modern science. And but... This website has not only the answer, but there's a whole bunch of people on it that are experiencing the same thing, and they're curing themselves and getting better. And so I focused on the positive a lot with my family, and I had them like read the site, Mel site, and I had them kind of go over the site, and I compared like a lot of the aspects of like what I was experiencing, like physical wise. So, like, some of the things, like, Peter was experiencing, Teresa S. was experiencing, Monica was experiencing, different things. So that kind of comparing and having them read and having them decipher themselves kind of eventually brought them over to the side, hey, maybe you are dealing with something.
Well, that's really was, to me, a real... incredible breakthrough and blessing when God led people like Peter and Monica and you guys to decide that you were going to put down a stake and you were going to share your journey, because it is very, very clearly obvious that these are not crazy people. These are highly intelligent people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And what they're dealing with is real. So it's an amazing thing. You know, what has happened here is these journeys are being recorded, and people can see that, just that.
May I ask a question?
Contributions. Please do.
May I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
Okay, Justin. I remember in our very first communications,
yes,
that you had one fear. Do you remember that?
I think the MMS was, I was a little afraid of.
And I told you that many people had fear and on specific things, and
yes,
it was about MMS, remember?
Yes, it was the MMS.
And I asked you to just go and do some independent research, and the very next time that we spoke, you told me you were past that. Do you remember that?
Yes, Yes, I do.
I told how important that was because it takes the sum of the parts to beat our disease. So I just, I cannot believe the progress that you've made in such a short period of time. And I'm so proud that you're here and willing to help other people.
Well, thanks, Mel. you've been a huge help. Like, I don't think I would be like here talking if I didn't like first call you. And I think reaching out to other people is really, really helpful. And knowing you're not alone. So, yeah.
Well,
I'm done, John.
Question? You're done?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, that I really am very thankful as well to not only to Mel's diligence and persistence and determination and all of that, but I'm very grateful for everyone who does decide to invest, you know, some of their effort and their time into reaching out to other people. Because to me, one of the most difficult parts of this whole syndrome is the isolation and the you know, the feeling of just being lost, you know, without any answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine what that must feel like. The first time I spoke to Mel on the phone, it blew me away. And all I could think of was Job in the Bible and what he went through. And it blew me away, and I made my mind up right then and there. I was going to do everything I could to help him. And here we are, but 5 years later, Mel, something like that?
It's 6 years. Let's see. 5 months and 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since the day that you called me back, the day after I was crying to Jill in customer service.
Yeah. Yeah, she called me and she said, John, you need to call this man. He is, I think he's dying and he sounds terrible. So I called you, and little did I know you were going to become my brother.
Yeah.
In so many
ways. Neither. I wasn't sure I was going to make it to Christmas.
Well, Justin, thank you again for being willing to come with us tonight and share from your heart. I would like to open up the floor for questions that anyone might have for you.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, and thank you, Mel, and everybody.
Does anybody have any questions for Justin?
Yeah, I just want to know how far along he is. Have you had any I haven't gotten a chance to read your threads. I'm just curious, are you feeling like you've already beat this or you're, like, in the midst of it?
I'm still in the midst of it, actually. I am on basically my first month and about seventh day, so about 37 days. but, no, I'm still – my energy is, like, a lot better. Around – after I started taking the molecular silver, because I started out taking just the basic wellness protocol, no molecular silver, no MMS. My energy wasn't the greatest, but I noticed I was improving. But after I added the molecular silver and then I added the MMS, my energy is a lot better. But I'm still dealing with a lot of symptoms. But I noticed improvement. So I think I definitely haven't cured it. but I'm noticing improvement every day. But with the improvement comes a lot of what seems at first like you're going back, like a lot of fatigue. I've noticed a lot of die-off symptoms. I try to write pretty completely in my little post I make. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now, was that Nikki?
Yeah, it's Nick.
Okay, so Nikki, Twani and Justin are relatively new, and it is because we have so many more people now than we used to. Peter, who will be coming along in a while, has been on the protocol just about 10 months, so he can probably deal with some of the questions you have, because Peter says he's going to get well quicker than I did.
That certainly wouldn't surprise me.
So let's take any more calls, questions for Justin.
Well, I just wanted to thank him once again. I have had the chance to speak with him personally, and he has been a huge help for me. And we sort of discussed a little bit about maybe possibly creating a thread on the site for families. I know that earlier he mentioned kind of what it took to get his family on board, and I kind of compared with him what it took to get my family on board. And we would really like to kind of just dedicate a space on the site to people that aren't dealing with this infliction personally, but dealing with the outcome of it, you know, through somebody that they love. And it can be almost more difficult to see someone that you love go through this and not really know how to help them. And so, I just wanted to mention that, you know, hopefully we can have that up really soon, and that will be a huge help to everyone that is new to the site. You know, we are still relatively new, and so I think that mm-hmm. we have a pretty fresh perspective on what it takes to kind of get everything in line. And like you mentioned, it takes a lot of fine-tuning, and we're still getting there. So, you know, if we can learn right along with them, that's great. That's all that we could ask for.
Well, one of the things that impressed me most about both of you was that you were able to deal with your families and get them to the realization that this is something that is real, because it's, mm-hmm. it's been so difficult for people before you to accomplish this. So if you guys come up with a couple of articles, well, I'll put them in the important article area as a separate article on dealing with your family. We can call it dealing with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys write it, and I'll give it a special place.
Awesome. And it's just been truly great, because Justin and I, as ironic as it is, we are the same age, and we're at the same mm-hmm. place in the protocol, and so it's just been really great kind of having him there to keep me on track and just to kind of keep each other updated with our experience on it, you know. So I would just like to thank him again for being a part of this.
Well,
amen.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Does anybody else have any questions for Justin?
I have a question that may have been asked many, many times before, but I'm very new. How can you tell if, well, whatever die-off means, if that means you're getting better or you're getting worse?
Can I answer that?
Sure. That's questions for you, buddy.
Okay. Well, die off, what is it? Something's dying off, right? So that's good. But when something dies off, that means your body has to deal with it. So that's not going to feel good. So your detoxification pathways, like Mel talked to me earlier, if they're open, which they should be after taking all the great supplements that Dr. Don has made, they're going to deal with them. So they might not be pleasant. I've been experiencing like a lot of weird pain, and at first it seems like, oh no, I'm getting worse. Or I've been experiencing a lot of fatigue, just really weird. I had one night my ear actually was just like in excruciating pain, and then I woke up the next morning and it was fine. So I know these symptoms are just your body's way of dealing with whatever has been killed. and we tend not to think of that. We tend, oh, when someone gets better, you're just, oh, I'm suddenly better. But it's a little more complicated. But it's not, I guess. I hope that answers your question.
I'm so new. I just started the protocol, so it's really hard for me to comment on that last statement. But what I have noticed in the last week or so is more of the white specks. You know, I'm a lot more in areas that I never had them before.
Mm-hmm.
Just freaked me out.
On the web, there are many places where we talk about herxing and die-off.
Right.
And we talk that when the little dots are black, they're still alive and just in a hurry to get out. When they're white, they're already dead. So
they're
that's
dead.
Right. Let me just say this quickly, and then I want to get back on our focus, if I may, and we'll answer any other questions you have later. You are going to get sicker before you get better. And I tell every single human being I've ever talked to that. And that's unfortunately the way it is. So, John, can you get us back into focus?
Sure. That was an excellent question. I'm glad you asked it, and I really like Justin's, the way you dealt with the question, Justin. It's an unfortunate part of the process. You know? When you kill these things off, they're there. The body has to deal with them, and there are a lot of toxins that have to be processed. This is why there's so much of our protocol is aimed at, you know, clearing our detox pathways. And there are whole websites out there that are focused on nothing but detoxification, and rightfully so, especially when you're talking about Morgellons and keeping in mind that everyone, in my opinion, everyone out there is being exposed to whatever the causative agents are for Morgellons. Not everyone is manifesting with the disease, but everyone's being exposed to the things that are causing it. So, you know, detoxification in the last days is a must, because we're all being exposed. So what I'd like to do now is turn to Peter. Thank you again, Justin. God bless you, buddy. I'm glad you're here and look forward to getting to know you better as time goes forward. I'd like to turn to Peter, who is an absolute joy.
Until these two young men showed up, these two young people. John, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's get clear on that.
I've had the opportunity to speak with you a few times, and I've already grown to respect and love you very much, and we have a lot in common. I'm not a social worker by trade, but I do a lot of counseling, and my spiritual gift is encouragement. But I just I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed getting to know you. You are
Thank
a wealth
you, brother.
Of information, and anyone who's read your post will certainly know that. So I'm really excited about having you here tonight to share some of that knowledge with us firsthand.
Well, thank you. Go ahead and tell us a little about yourself, Peter. Well, first of all, you know, my pulse was racing so much I had to sit down with Tawny, and I want to make you my Valentine, even though I'm considerably your senior. So when you start talking about food and have such a comprehensive knowledge of how important that is to this disease, I can only tell you you're right on track, Tawny. And Justin, you know, you and Tawny, both of you, I taught school for 15 years, and you both represent the best in what I had hoped to accomplish with my students, and especially the best. You know, this disease doesn't discriminate, so you both represent the best in what we call the new wave of warriors that unfortunately are stricken. So God is good. God brought you here, and God bless you both. And I would love to have further discussions with Tawny on diet. I think there's things we can share that would be mutually beneficial, and then get them out in the forum. And Justin, you know what? You quoted one of my favorite sayings, Hosea, you know, knowledge. You represent to me that people can research, if they stay off Morgellon sites, they can research things that are beneficial, like learning about fungus and Tawny learning about diet. And if you're going to go someplace, that's the place to go. So, you know what? You both reaffirm my faith in the human race, and you're both like a breath of fresh air to this old guy. So God bless you. And although I'm sad that you're here, I think God has brought you here, as John has said, for a reason. And you know, God bless you for taking part and being willing to share your journeys, both of you. I commend you deeply for it.
So, Peter, how did you find your way into our midst? Praise God for that.
Well, God is always on time, John. So, my Fed folks is titled "How Lucky Can You Get?" because it was the second site that I discovered. And something about this old guy now sitting on there with him, looking over his glasses, kind of made me feel like if this guy can beat it at his age, I can beat it at my age. And that was really what captivated me. And then God strengthened me in commitment to reading the posts and doing the things that you have to do when you're really sick. And it became apparent to me early on that the simple science that you know, the greater architect brought to Mel and that Mel has shared with all of us is it's not only a way to cure this disease, but it's the way to cure any disease. So, you know, being an empirical individual, I knew at that point that this was the way to go. And I committed to 6 months at that point. And after 3 months, it was a done deal. So, you know, I knew what my journey, I knew what my path ahead was.
Wow, that's awesome. So you, once you realized that, what did you do to prepare for your journey?
Well, the first thing I did was try to breach the way to deal with family, which never works well for us. But this is easy to the learning curve. So then I tried to focus on, you know, how I was going to afford the products. Then I moved to trying to hang on at work. And then I moved to realizing that, you know, by writing on the posts on the forum, that it was actually therapeutic for me. And then at that point, I think, you know, I was in the first, you know, phase of my journey. You know, I practiced discipline and reading the posts and just trying to remain engaged in fighting this insidious disease that we all have. So,
mm-hmm. You know, Peter, one of the things that impressed me about you early on was it became very obvious to me. Like I said earlier, no one here feels like we have all the answers or anything like that, but it really became very clear to me by reading your post that you were actually going back and digging deep into every page of this website for nuggets of gold and bringing them up to the surface. Can you talk about that process?
That's a really accurate statement. You know, Mel, early on, I think our second call, Mel, he said, I got a homework assignment for you, son. I want you to go listen to the conference calls, and I want you to start reading back to page one on the posts. And he said, I'm going to test you next time we talk. And, you know, we all feel helpless early on, you know, hopeless, actually.
I didn't say that, Peter, did I?
Yes, you did. You gave me what we now officially call a homework assignment in one of our earliest calls. And, of course, you know, fear has always been a motivator for me. So being as fearful as I was, you know, I moved into researching the posts. And this was prior to the search engine. And I discovered that there was, you know, a means to learn from people that actually had it that was so much more instrumental than reading on other sites or you know, researching other areas. It became clear to me early on that these people have the disease. They're living with it. They're experiencing it. And so that was a constant motivator. And then the more that process unfolded, the more topics were breached. I learned about antifungals. I learned about things like monolaurum coming from coconuts. And, of course, I tried to share these in all my posts. But as that process unfolded, I just realized that I was learning more from the past posts in, let's say, an hour's worth of reading than I could 10 hours research on other sites. So, you know, it was a no-brainer at that point, and that's why I still try to encourage people, as does Mel, and I'm sure you do too, when you talk with them, to, you know, the truest form of learning, folks, is experiential. You've got the wealth of knowledge back to 2000 and whatever from people that have had this disease. You get product knowledge, you get dietary help, you get understanding antifungals, you know, you get everything is there. Everything is there. All you got to do is find the energy and invest the time to, and like I said, John, that came to me early on. So that became apparent, really clear early on.
Yeah, well, it was very clear to me that you got that early on because you kept bringing things up in your posts. I'm like, oh, man, I know where he found that. He found that going way back, you know, from a conversation that was being had on the website. And so it's a blessing that we have this history here in front of us going back all these years and all the interactions. And the common thread that I see, you know, no matter how far you go back, is you see Mel's heart, Mel's consistent, you know, actions, reaching out, trying to reach out to people. And you see people reaching out to each other and encouraging one another. And that's such a big part of what this website's always been about and continues to be. I put a post up either yesterday or today, one, about how I can't even come here anymore without coming to tears just seeing the ministry taking place. It's awesome. Absolutely amazing. And you've been a big part of that, Peter. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what? I was so pleased when Mel brought the search engine forward in the way that he did. Mel, I know it took you a lot of time and effort, but I've talked to people. It's been so helpful, and including me. So, you know what you mentioned, Mel, the dedication. He continues to try and find ways that are useful in terms of using those posts. And kudos, brother, on the search engine. It's huge for me. I hope everybody out there is using it because it'll take you. There are many threads some under certain topics, but it sure refines the process down for finding really, really useful information. So use it.
Well, I think I might already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What have you found, Peter, to be the most challenging part of this journey?
Boy, that's a tough one. This disease challenges you on so many levels, but I think for me, the most challenging part has been my age. You know, I'm not a young man anymore. I'm 59 years old. And this is the kind of thing that I would have, you know, not been as fearful about or, you know, wouldn't have. It probably would have been equally as difficult, but it was hard at my age. You know, the things like cleaning, the nature, the way it comes through your environment and requires cleaning. It requires, of course, the joy of dietary changes, I should say. And it requires a regimented discipline that if you're going to be successful, you have got to be diligent towards. You know, you beat this disease through attrition over time. So I've said often in my posts, the way to race through this disease is day by day and showing diligence every day. You know, and once you do that, you will see as your biotrain, as your systems come back into balance and as your bioterrain, you know, balances out, you will see, you know, first you won't see it daily, but then you'll see it monthly. And now I'm seeing it, as Mel told me I would, I'm seeing it weekly. I'm seeing these tremendous jumps and leaps weekly. And pretty soon it'll be daily, and then pretty soon it'll be over. But I look back sometimes, folks, and I don't know how I did it, to tell you the truth. I don't like to revisit the past in that regard. I will give thanks and all the credit to the greater architect behind the healing for all of us, and that would be, you know, the Lord our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and our Creator. But it's been tough. It's been tough, but you know what? The rewards are unbelievable if you can tough it out. You know, and you don't have a choice. You cannot fail, John. You know, Mel and I have talked about this often too. You know that, brother. You don't have a choice. So if you're going to get in the fight, get in it, bring the tanks, bring the artillery, bring everything you got, and stay in the trenches until it's over because you can't lose. You can't lose this battle. So,
amen.
But the hardest part was my age, John, I think, without a doubt.
Okay. That's good. Well, Peter, we talked about this before, but I shared with you that in the evolution of putting together the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol, you know, what we are, my father's legacy from Logos. Early on, the bulk of the people that I interacted with that were chronically ill were people with hepatitis B or hepatitis C. And I literally have talked with thousands of people dealing with that. And I can't tell you how many times along the way that they end up telling me that having this disease was the best thing that's ever happened to me, because it was a wake-up call that this, you know, forced me to change the way I go about my daily life. And I love the way Monica puts it. It's about, you know, becoming a person of intention and living by intention instead of by accident, or, you know. So, and you've done exactly the same thing with the message that you've put forth in interacting with you. Can you talk about that a little bit? How it's not really about the disease, but it's about a lifestyle change?
No, actually, you know, I think almost every one of us can look and see that there's a common thread, there's a spiritual thread in this stricken group of people. And, you know, this disease has brought me closer to Scripture, and I, you know, God brings me just by accident to certain things. And a good example of that is, you know, the Hosea, my people perish for lack of knowledge, and things like, you know, God doesn't bring disease to punish, but he often brings it to purify and to protect. So, you know, I've said it many times, without faith in God, you'll be alone in this disease. And I also believe, as I've told you, John, that faith is stronger than prayer. So you can say 100 prayers, but if you believe and trust that you're going to get well and do the things that this protocol offers, you'll get well. I'm living proof of it. So, you know, the spiritual thread is extremely, extremely fundamental to beating this disease. Without God and without spirit and without trust and without faith, you'll have too much anxiety. You'll have too much fear. Without knowing that God expects us to do the same thing every day, you won't have the diligence to stay disciplined. So I find strength in so many ways through my faith that, quite frankly, that's why I give credit to God as the architect, you know, the design. And all of us, Teresa said it best, I think, the last word I'll say on it is, we've all been chosen. But this disease, at the end of the day, will bring out the best in you. It will show you parts of yourself that you didn't know. It'll show you a strength that you didn't know you had. It'll show you a side of your character, a love and affection and a bonding with people and a greater purpose and a greater mission that you've longed for all your life. The way it comes about is, you know, through trials and tribulations and through growing with the disease. And then on the horizon where I'm at now, knowing that you've beat probably the most difficult challenge of your life. And that's life-changing. So, I would encourage all of you out there to, you know, find your faith and believe in this simple science and, you know, strengthen. Let this disease strengthen you. It's a beatable disease, folks. It's curable, believe me. But it just takes all the things that I've talked about. So, thanks be to God. God is always on time. And I'm not a person that hammers religion down other people either. I'm just providing a testimony for how it worked for me. And I see in posts that it's working that way for many others. And I'm glad to be a part of sending that message out in some small form too, John. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, buddy. It does so well. Well, I'd like to open the floor to questions for you, Peter. Does anyone have any questions for Peter?
I would actually like to speak with Peter about his use with coconut oil, because I have been doing quite a bit of research in my own town, which I spoke with Mel about this previously today, but I've found a lot of dishonesty with companies in regards of purchasing olive oil. There's a few ways to test it, and that's really what I've been using for the most part. And it turns out that if you put your olive oil in the fridge overnight and the next morning, if it's not pretty much solid, then you're just consuming any other type of canola oil or vegetable oil, and this is the same case with lemon juice that I found out. So since then, I've been using fresh lemon juice. I was wondering if there was a certain brand of coconut oil that you would recommend, or, you know, how you use it.
Well, you know, John, what's the active ingredient in coconut oil? Apriol or something like that, or not? But
lauric acid.
No, caprylic acid is in coconut oil too, I believe. And caprylic acid is a really strong antifungal. So early on, is it Tawny that asked that question? Tawny, is that you?
Yeah.
Tawny, early on I was using olive oil, but you know what? I set the olive oil aside when I went through talking to Monica from Eating Personal, I discovered food grade coconut oil. So as long as it's organic, I think, and within what my budget will allow, you know, I've tried several different types. Bonner's has one. The guy that makes the soaps, that company has one. Any health food store will have one, and some Walmarts even have them. But just make sure it's organic if you can. And, you know, I would set the olive oil aside. The beautiful thing about coconut oil, it has a higher temperature, so when you cook with it, it's not going to pop and start on fire like olive oil will if you're not careful. So, yeah, just shift to the coconut oil and find the one that's most economical for you as long as it's extra virgin organic. And I find mine out here for like $8 for 14 ounces, something like that. It lasts. You know, and I do 3 tablespoons a day.
All right. I do appreciate it.
You got it. For me, food is medicine. When I eat, I'm not eating. It's not at all I use. I'm taking meds. So try to get your essential omegas in at the same time as you're taking your coconut oil because they'll work in synergy together.
Definitely.
Olive oil should be used for low temperature cooking, and anything with high temperature cooking you need to use the coconut oil, and it should be a solid at room temperature.
Yeah, and of course, coconut has many wonderful properties. It's an antifungal through the caprylic acid, which, by the way, I think the caprylic acid is in the candida root. Correct me if I'm wrong, John. It's one of the antifungals in the candida root also, but. You know, the idea is to alternate. If you can get a little bit of olive oil on your salads and then use the cooking, and just, if you have to, just, you know, a tablespoon at a time. It's a strong antifungal, too, and it also has lauric acid, which is an antibacterial. It's one of God's miracle foods, coconut oil is. So.
Sure is. Not only that, it's thermogenic. It helps you burn fat.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think we need any of that, though, John. We're trying to hold our weight, most of us. But the old me could have used it for that purpose before I lost 40 pounds.
And Peter, I definitely do appreciate all of the information. Speaking of Mel's infamous homework assignments, one of the first ones he gave me was to listen in on the conference calls, and it was the one where you just specifically kind of talked about your diet, and that remained a huge outline for me as far as what I armed myself with, and it just helped me tremendously, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Wonderful. You stay on track, because diet in this is nothing more than an extension of the wonderful products that John provides for us. You know, the diet gives your system, it's a remarkable body we have when you give it what it needs and when you get it in balance. So diet is, in my opinion, the single most important part of the puzzle outside of the nutrients, which are, you know, food-centered type of, products that we get from food normally. So it's huge.
Well, the supplements are just that. They're supplements, and they're designed to supplement a good diet. So I think you said it right. The diet is number one. The supplements are just that, supplements. But you will not
get well without a good diet. Would that be a safe statement, John? You will not get well from this disease unless you make the diet.
Absolutely correct, young man.
Yeah. Just real quick, just to drive that home, John, a recent study from, you know what, I think this guy might have been, he might have worked with your dad, Dr. William Cook. He wrote a book called The Yeast Connection back in the 80s. But, him and the research I did between him and your dad, Carson, were really kind of drove home the diet end of it, too. But just so you know out there, folks, how important the diet is, they found that people within the first 90 days had tremendous results. People have similar skin issues and things with candida overloads outside of Morgellons. Until, guess what, you know, until those faithful dieters had a cookie or a piece of white bread, a glass of wine, just about anything that was outside of that strict diet, and their symptoms returned and it set them back to square one. So, yeast is an insidious organism, and when you work on it and then stop working on it, it's going to come back even worse. So anybody out there listening, you know, don't cheat. Diet is critical.
Peter, I'm from Savannah, Georgia, where everybody drinks sweet tea and eats biscuits with every meal. And my dad banned white sugar and flour in our home in 1967. So
there you go.
He was way ahead of his time.
he probably got was reading about Dr. Truss, who started this research back in the 50s. So, but your dad was an integral part of that, I found out. So that was very helpful in committing to the dietary changes. And then you'll feel it, folks. You will feel the difference. And you'll also know, you know, of course, I did the grand experiment because, you know, like anyone else, we all have that need to know that drives us to make bad choices. And I cheated at the 90-day point, and there was a big price to pay. And then I thought, okay, I'm 6 months in. I did the grand experiment again and cheated at the 6 months point. And Mel, I'm surprised you're not laughing. And there was a big price to pay.
I am laughing, but I'm trying to not talk.
So you know what? I don't do it anymore. I don't try that piece of candy. I don't eat. The only thing I've introduced now is Granny Green apples, because the pectin in them, as John tells us, makes the you know, doesn't spike the sugar, so the body uptakes it in a much more level way. And the pectin is good. It actually plays a critical role in digestion. I think that's safe to say, John, or a helpful role. But outside of Granny Green apples and lemons and limes, you won't see me doing, you know, anything. An occasional pear, but they're when they're ripe and not real sweet. But yeah.
All right, let me say that I know that you're not cheating on your diet because you call me every single day, you rat, and you ask me what I'm eating.
Like I'm busting. So I can give him a hard time.
Somebody's got to.
There is a magic bullet to race through this. Diet is gonna give you the best lap time, believe me. Well, there is no magic bullet, I shouldn't say that. But as far as racing through it or wanting to get to the end as quickly as possible, as humanly possible, you're gonna get your best lap times when your diet's in order. Believe me.
That's right. Does anyone else have any questions for Peter?
I was pretty much wondering if he is at all familiar with the book Hungry for Change, or if anyone else really is. I've just recently discovered it, and it's really played a big part as far as, you know, recipes and curbing certain cravings and the real truth behind sugar-free or sugar alternatives and everything like that. It's been a really big educational experience for me, and I was just wondering if anyone else has shared that.
I'm not familiar with that one. Anybody else?
Okay, well, let me just say for all of you out there that it is in the form of a post with a link that we will make live in a day or two, but you can cut and paste it into your, what do they call that thing, address box or cursor?
Web browser?
Yeah, web browser. Thanks. I knew I needed a Trekkie. Okay. And you can go right to the website. I spent some of my day there today prior to publishing it. And like I said, that post is in the web, and it'll be taken over to the dietary suggestions as we work on getting that thing prepared to present all the new stuff that we've accumulated. So,
wonderful.
Thanks for that, Twani. Okay, I mean, I spent really a couple hours today. I thought it was a lot of great information, especially because it gives people choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of great recipes in there as well.
Tony, let me tell you, as far as the recipes, they're needed and they're welcomed, and they certainly help when it comes to a strict diet when you can have some, the food tastes good. But I would just suggest to you and everybody out there listening that, you know, vegetables raw absorb fungal poisons and carry them out of your body so much more efficiently than vegetables cooked. So any recipes you can provide that are using raw vegetables, you know, are going to further you along. And if you can steam them or grill them, but you know, you reduce the ability for them to carry out the fungal toxins tremendously when you don't eat them raw. And the other thing I would suggest to you, young lady, and anyone else listening, is your antifungals. Make sure you're rotating them because, you know, this particular fungus can change up on us, as we all know. And you know, antifungals break down the cell wall of fungus, basically. I think that's a fair statement. So the cell wall will adjust, so you've got to rotate your antifungals. You know, you It's best to hit it with as many of them as you can, and don't overlook the value of spices in that regard. Things like garlic and ginger and the spicy one that goes in Mexican food. I can't think of it right now. Pepper, clean up. Yeah, well, not cayenne. Cilantro, rosemary. I've just added in, and you know, the more of these raw oregano, the more basil, the more of these raw spices you can add into with your consumption of raw vegetables is going to take those fungal poisons out even to a greater degree. And I attribute a lot of that as to why I'm doing so well. I can tell you guys tonight I'm symptom free on 80% of my body. I purged for 10 minutes this morning and that's it. So other than that, I feel like a normal person. And I'll have days like that. I still have symptoms, but you know, when you rotate your antifungals, you're gonna be much more effective in overpowering the fungal overloads that we have.
Yeah, and I'd say that's a huge part of where I am too. For the majority of the time, I do feel quite normal, and then it's my alarm goes off, and it's like, oh, time to take my vitamins. But another good point to make is the cost effectiveness of just buying vegetables, raw vegetables. I mean, my fridge is constantly packed full of them, and it creates a really nice variety, and it's really easy on my pocket. So it's just a win-win for me. And just the months prior to starting it, just really committing to that and learning more about spices, that was a huge thing for me. And once I kind of turned that page, there was no going back, and now I use them all day long, every day, and I'm constantly finding new ways to kind of cook around my vegetables. And I do eat them raw. With every meal, I have a side of just spiced up avocado and a little bit of peppers and you know, whatever.
Right, you got my pulse racing again, Tony. I'm going to have to sit down again. I'm going to make my Valentine's. You know, here's the thing, they increase circulation, folks. They reduce inflammation. They improve your digestion. They'll alleviate constipation. And they're loaded with antioxidants and antifungal properties. So spices raw are equally as important as vegetables raw. And I didn't add them in. I'm adding more and more in, but I come upon these things little by little, but each one has a geometric effect on increasing the wellness that I'm seeing from adding them in. So,
like I said, we're surrounded with natural medicines.
That's amazing.
And
Justin, the beauty of doing research is that then when you realize these things as your research unfolds, if you're researching in the right way, is that then you come upon that God brings you upon the knowledge by having discovered it a little later on, and you added it, boom, it gives you that extra kick and becomes even more powerful. So once again, you know, the research can pay huge benefits if you're patient over time too, and I'm sure you're going to discover that. No doubt.
Oh yeah, definitely. If I could just add one thing, talking about spices, one thing you should really look into is curry powder. Turmeric is like really, really good. I think it's even in one of the supplements. If I'm
liver CS.
Justin, I use Charwood's. It's hot curry powder, and it has.
Stuff is great.
Got coriander, turmeric, fennel, cumin. I mean, it's just loaded with stuff.
Yeah, those Indian spices are just amazing. So
they clear out the sinuses, folks. They break down biofilm in your sinuses. If you accidentally swallow the wrong way and it burns your throat, you're going to get a sinus clearing and a biofilm breakdown that you weren't ready for, but they're beneficial.
They're also very, very high in enzymes, so they're cleansing to the body. And, you know, that's why the Indian culture doesn't have a lot of cancer.
And you know what, John, I learned from one of your posts way, way back, since you brought the subject up about enzymes, is the enzymes are also have antifungal properties, and they're part of the approach at beating this it was obvious and when reading it that you incorporated into the supplements because you know, the enzymes had anti-candida properties to them too, much like the candida rid would before that was developed. So another example of reading the post, folks, that just really is eye-opening. Powerful.
Well, folks, I just realized we're now well past an hour and a half into this this conference call, which probably already exceeded most people's attention span who might to take the opportunity to sit down and listen to this. But so we do need to wrap. But I'd like to ask if there are any more questions for Peter, and we'll give it one more round there.
I have a question for Peter. This is Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Hi, Peter. I was wondering when you've the difference between when you first started and now, as far as your environment goes, with basically like the amount of fibers that are in the house. And I guess because for me it's really mind-boggling when I look around. I've been cleaning and doing a lot of different things around here. I've noticed that my walls and my ceilings, I mean, there's not, everything is covered. I mean, it almost feels like it's coming from the house in a way. And I just wondered if you saw maybe a decrease in that, and, you know, is it all coming from us, or is there some element of it that is maybe like replicating in the house? Because it's just, to me, there's so much of it, I don't understand where it's coming from.
Well, I'm of the belief, first of all, your environment as you get well will be so much easier to manage, okay? So look forward to that, okay? Second of all, imagine a dryer with lint gathering in the lint tray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's static electricity. So, you know, everything in life has a certain electromagnetic field. So simple static electricity just clumps these fibers together. So you, where they would normally be spread out in your rug as you lose hair or go through your day or whatever, or in this case as you're purging fungal hairs, they might just not be noticed, but because of the static electricity, they just have a tendency, and I don't really know why. I mean, just it's part of the disease. They clump together, and then they become particulate matter that loads everywhere. You know, I don't represent a company called Natural Genesis, and I have no interest in them, and I don't like to push products. But I suggest to you that you look into. It's not, unfortunately, it's rather expensive, but. All big borrowers steal to get it. Well, actually, a big borrower won't steal, but Clean Green reduces. Yeah, John, God wouldn't find favor with that. Yeah, Clean Green reduces the static electricity, and it is a lot of it's coming out of your parts of your body when you're dressed that you don't see when you're really sick, because you're shedding as you get well and start working the protocol. You're gonna, that's part of the detox. It's coming out. Your skin's the largest organ on your body, so it's coming out and it's falling out everywhere, and then the static electricity is clumping it together. But that's going to get better, and if you take Clean Green is an enzyme-based product, nothing that can hurt you, and it will help you with your environment a whole lot, and the brochure explains how to use it. So that would be my suggestion. It'll help you with your car can get unmanageable, but that does get better, sweetheart, over time as you get well. Your body sheds less and less. It's part of the nightmare. In my last post, it's part of the tornado I talked about early on when you're sick.
I guess to me it was just like when I saw the amount, I thought to myself, how could this possibly have all come from our bodies? But, I mean, I'm not saying it didn't. It's just really mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. And I think we all say the same thing. Where is all this coming from? But it does get better. And Clean Green will help you a whole lot with that if you can afford it.
And I just have one more question for you, and it's about diet. Do you include brown rice in your diet? And if so, how much, or can you have too much of that?
The cheapest way, I don't think you can get too much of it, although remember, carbohydrates break down into sugars, but brown rice, once again, like fruits, your body it changes it into what the fuel that your cells use in such a different way, and it's not refined out, so... it should be a staple in your diet. You know, you should figure out, from the posts and do some diet research, or I can talk with you. Mel, you can give anybody that wants my phone number, well, within reason, I mean, that we're talking to tonight. And, you can't get too much brown rice, although you want to balance between...
I'm going to give it to the pizza man.
Yeah, Bill's probably eating a piece of pizza right now, that dog. I'll get you for that, man. But you know what? The idea is to... if you can early on, is this Nikki that I'm talking to?
This is Leah.
Leah, if you can early on, try to get your carbohydrates from vegetables. And you know what? The less, I mean, but, you know, brown rice is not a bad thing to eat. That's your new wheat if you can find brown rice bread. You can also buy it bulk and cook it yourself, you know. Just go 2-to-1, water the rice, cover it. I never could cook rice, but I found a way with this. So it's not that
inexpensive. Peter, I really liked the post that Justin did about using whole grains and sprouting them and putting some yogurt in there to ferment the rice. You don't even have to cook it that way.
That was huge, Justin. You are dead on with that. And you know what? I meant to try it. I'm glad you reminded me, John. I'm going to give it a whirl. I'll update you later, Justin.
Okay.
Oh,
it's delicious.
I've
had it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be, I think, 3 times more nutritious than just, like, regular brown rice. And I think the UN or something, like, made it, like, it was feeding the world or something like that in Africa. Like, because they were having hunger problems, and then they started sprouting it, you know, and there you go.
Well, John, I know we're going long, John, but just real quick, I think by sprouting, doesn't it take the gluten out? Because, folks, I'm going to tell you one other thing. Gluten, to me, is a big enemy. So that's why I think we avoid the wheat, why I avoid the wheat. But if you can keep gluten out of your diet, I think you'll fare well by it. But don't the sprouted vegetables, aren't they gluten-free, John?
I'm not sure if it would take the gluten component out, but it definitely greatly reduces the phytate, the phytic acid, which Justin referred to in his post.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if the gluten element would be removed in the fermentation process. I'll try to find that out. Justin, would you know that?
I think when you sprout it, I know it converts the carbohydrate starch to like a sugar. But it's like you're like changing your whole grain into a vegetable, kind of.
Wonderful. I like it.
So,
yeah.
But I found that you want to try to get fresh brown rice because a lot of the stuff they sell in the stores isn't actually that fresh. So if you can find organic, I think I found like Ludberg Farms for like $2. And there was organic brown rice, so that's
all right, Justin, I want to make you my Valentine now, too, you're talking about. Brown rice,
oh, no.
Eat some flowers, too, buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, Justin, tell Leah where she can find that information, under what thread. One more time.
You can, my post on brown rice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your post is under
It's under newbie here, and it should be on the forum page. I'm not on my internet right now. It's down.
Okay.
Okay.
That information is correct. You can find that information, Leah. It's his latest post in his thread called Newbie Here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll beat you there. I'll beat you there, folks.
All right, folks. Listen, I think that we've pretty much hit a home run tonight with the folks that have been here and willing to share, and I can't thank each of you enough. What I'd like to do, though, is before we close, I'd like to ask Mel to share any thoughts that he might have, as he's been very quiet tonight.
Well, I think that before I do that, John, that we should give those who waited to ask any question they want of anybody to do that. And then if nobody has any questions, then I'll talk a little bit for a minute.
Okay.
So, is that okay with you, or do you want to close the show that way?
Well, we're at an hour and 45 minutes as it is, so I just thought.
I know. I'm going to be real quick. Is there anybody who has any question that they really would like to have answered now by anybody here? Okie dokie. So, I haven't talked a whole lot tonight because I've actually had my second cold in about 5 or 6 weeks. Now, I've often told so many people when I talk to them that they're going to rejoice the first time they get a cold once they get better because they're going to actually know that their immune system is functioning. Now, if you make silly mistakes, like you invite your friend over who you haven't seen for a while, and they're just getting over the flu, and you're burning the candle 18 hours a day on the phones, on the website, trying to have a life, well, you're liable to catch a cold. If you go to the gym and you have a personal trainer who you only pay if you sweat, and then when you come out of the gym, you're stupid enough to lay on the trunk of your car facing the sun thinking you're going to get a tan and it's only 35 degrees. Takes 15 minutes before you realize it's really cold out, but it's too late. You've already chilled your whole body, so you get colds. But I assure you that I really am. I'm real fine. I'm working out 3 times a week to try to get into better shape, even at my age, because the work is more demanding. But I'm going to take a few days off. I haven't had any time to myself since the summer, so I'm going to take 3 days off. So if there's anybody out there who needs me, just wait till Thursday and send me an email. Before the weekend's over, if you send me your number, I'll get in touch with you. And for anybody in the last week or 10 days that I might have inadvertently insulted or I was short with because I was not feeling well, I'm awful sorry. I truly am. I love each and every one of you, or I would not be here.
Amen. Well, I'd like to say, Miss Betty, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
You know, can I just
me.
Say something, John? You know, I've been quiet all night. You know, Miss Betty, I'm so proud of you. You know that?
Why?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because... Can I tell anybody? Is it okay if I tell them the truth?
Yes.
You're older than I am, and you're as brave as I was.
Amen. You're 74, right, Mel? She's 74, 78, Betty?
She wrote to you in the post. She's 72.
Yeah, I read it in your question, and God bless you. God bless you.
And then I couldn't figure out how to get back to it.
That's okay. I'm having the same problem this week.
Well, your answer's up there, sweetheart. Your answer's
well,
up there, and you're in my prayers.
Well, what
you're
I was going
to
say, Miss Betty, is if you would email me your phone number tomorrow or tonight at john@logosnutritional.com, I'll call you and we can talk about the thyroid issues together one-on-one, okay?
Okay. I'd just like to say, though, that I've had this disease for over 4 years, and I went through a lot of doctors, and I have endured quite a bit, and I was just about to give up, and I just thought, you know, God, show me some kind of a way, because the doctors aren't helping me, and a few days later, I was just browsing on the internet, and I found Mel's site, and that gave me back encouragement. But
Amen.
I have suffered a lot of lesions and, well, a lot of different problems. And I'm in there fighting.
Yes, you are.
You're an
insult. We're all in there with you, sweetheart.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best. You know, it truly is. I that resonates with me completely. I was in the same position. I was just praying and looking for a path, and you know, about a week later I found it, and it truly just goes to show that everything here happens for a reason, and we're all here for you.
Yes, indeed.
Hmm. Well,
that is always
a way. That's a wonderful way to bring this evening to a close, and I will end the call in prayer when I'm on a call, but tonight instead of that, I'd like to ask Peter to close us with offer up a prayer on behalf of everyone.
Thank you, brother. I'm honored. If I might just add one other thing, the thread that I started a while back called For the Newly Stricken. If anybody has questions that come to them later, just throw the questions up there. I'm sure Mel will get them up when he comes back Thursday, and I'll be glad to answer them for you, okay? I'll do my very best. That having been said, Dear Lord, thank these two young warriors that you have chosen to inflict with this disease to purify and strengthen all of us out there in this community because of the serious demands this disease brings upon us and the serious changes it brings into our life. Let us all know that it's here to strengthen our relationship with you and to get us right and to make the rest of our life the mission that you have in store for us. Thanks be to Mel, the wonderful captain of our ship, and thanks be to John, who I like to say provides the manna in the desert. And thank you for your grace, and thank you for the healing. And strengthen everyone, Father. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, everyone, for coming. God bless you all.
Stay in the fight, people, and remain in a constant conversation with God. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Good night, y'all.
Everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.